WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bad weather in Central Texas means almost 2,000 youth soccer players and their families are in Aggieland this weekend.
Recent flooding in the San Marcos and Wimberley areas forced the South Texas Youth Soccer Association to postpone their 52-team state finals tournament. College Station tourism manager J.D. Wood says STISA has a good relationship with the city, so they reached out for help.
The kind of the thought process was if the weather's fine, which is actually how it has been, they'd be able to use Veterans Park, and we have our facility is large enough to take care of the event for them. Or with the partnerships from the College Station ISD, Rec Sports, we have 8 combined synthetic fields in the community. So you have the 2 at Veterans Park, 1 at each high school, as well as the 4 on campus. So that would be 8 fields, which give them basically no matter what the weather is, they were going to be able to host their event this weekend and complete their season, so everybody would be happy.
Wood also thanked the CVB for arranging hotels and the Brazos Valley Soccer Association for organizing volunteers to help with the tournament. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The cities of Bryan and College Station can do more with the money collected from visitors staying in those local hotels. State Representative John Rainey says that was among the local bills passed in the final days of the legislative session.
Both cities wanted to use hot funds for expansion and construction of new athletic facilities in the communities, and that was prohibited by the current law. So we were able to pass a law that would allow that. Matter of fact, my friend Drew Darby from out of San Angelo says, well, why don't we do that for everybody? It looks like it's a good deal. And it may be, but that's just another way to divide money. And if you don't have the kind of money that we have, we're fortunate to have here, then it might not be such a good idea.
The Bryan City Council is scheduled to hear a staff presentation on the local administration of collecting and spending hotel occupancy tax money during a workshop next Tuesday. By the end of the year, the U.S. House could be considering legislation to end a ban on exporting American crude oil. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he and Joe Barton of Ennis are pushing an initiative that is considered a political hot potato.
This ban was put in place in the mid-70s during the middle of the Arab oil embargo. And essentially what it is, it's a sanction, an internal sanction that keeps us from selling our oil on the world market. At the same time, the president is trying to lift the sanctions for Iran. Well, that makes no sense.
Flores says lifting the ban would result in overseas refineries reducing what they charge for their finished products, which in turn would lower domestic fuel prices. 3 months after being released from prison to probation for possessing child pornography, a College Station man is back in jail. According to the arrest report, 61-year-old James Daves Peterson took his probation officer and College Station police to a storage unit. Officer seized 172 pages with 471 photos of children ranging in age from infants to 12 years old. Last year, Peterson entered a plea agreement to possessing child porn, where he served 5 months in prison before he was released in February to serve 10 years probation and register as a sex offender. WTAW News Time, it's 8:08 and 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy.
It's 8:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine and warm right through the weekend as high pressure remains in place across the region. All that sun today leading to a high right around 90. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70. Sunshine again tomorrow. We're very warm. Highs will be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 70. On Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Sunday are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10, and we continue as kind of a legislative wrap-up. State Rep District 12, Kyle Cassell, joins us this morning. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning.
Appreciate you being in to kind of recap the 84th.
Is it over?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It ended on time, number one. You got your budget passed, which is the only thing that you really have to do. But seems like generally people are just saying this is not going to necessarily be one of the more memorable legislative sessions. I mean, you got some stuff done, but it was fairly quiet, too.
It was. And you know, to me, that's not a bad thing. We've got a few things we have to do. The budget, and we've got to take care of public education, which we still have a little to do there. But for the most part, we took care of the state's business. We balanced the budget, and we got out of there in a short amount of time. And you had a new governor, a new lieutenant governor, and almost a revamped Senate. So, you know, we were concerned. I still am going to be paying rent on an apartment this September because I was not that optimistic. I thought we were going to be there for special session after special session. And, you know, when it came time to look at the numbers and the deals and the conferees on both sides in the House and Senate, they were able to work that budget, take care of it, and do what was right for Texas and get out of here. And so I'm looking at Governor Abbott had a great first session. His team was in the House chamber all the time. They were available to work with if we had an issue in our district or a state concern. And then when we went back to the Senate, you know, we got along. It was a lot. And from, let's look at it from this perspective. Last session was crazy in the 83rd, and I didn't have a perspective. This time, I mean, it was a blink of an eye, and it was over. And it's nice to know who to talk to, have those relationships. And, you know, I'm going to give kudos to the governor, the lieutenant governor, and especially Speaker Strauss. Those three did their job and got us home and saved the state money, and we passed a budget.
You know, Kyle Cassell joining us, most every area that you have is rural, and so I know one of the things that you feel like is very important is to protect the rural interests as we continue to have more and more people moving into the cities. You feel like that was accomplished, or are there some areas that you feel like maybe rural Texas lost some ground?
No, I think rural Texas had a good session. We actually picked up a few strong rural reps, which after the 83rd, I would have told you I was going to be a lonely man in the 84th, but we've had some really good reps show up. Rural Texas, folks understand that our natural resources come from these areas. And we had a good session. I mean, there's some really strong representatives. I look at my friends Andy Murr and Dwayne Burns that I've known throughout the agriculture communities that were there to help me and just gave us some support. And those are the arguments I get in. I don't dive into the ideology, Republican versus Democrat. I'm there, like you say, all the time, fighting for rural Texas, and to have those guys on my team were tremendous assets. And, you know, protecting our private property rights, protecting our water, I mean, it's key. And these small towns and small independent school districts operate completely different. And we've had some victories on the education front for protecting schools, rural hospitals, and even transportation in those areas.
Let me give you an opportunity to kind of brag on yourself. Let's talk about the legislation that you passed that you felt it was really important.
Well, first of all, I've got to go straight to West. We were able to pass HB 942, which was the protective storage of ammonium nitrate. That was huge. That gave some closure to the city of West, but that also maintained a safer way to store ammonium nitrate, which makes every citizen in Texas safer. But it also gave those fertilizer companies the opportunity to store it correctly, which they started immediately after that explosion. And so the farmers and ranchers in Central Texas were able to use that product to continue to grow. And let me tell you what, when you got that much rain, you kind of need a little fertilizer to help it go along. And it's going to be an interesting year for rural Texas and farming. I've got so many buddies in the bottom and along the Brazos River that I hope they can get in those fields and harvest this fall.
You know, we just ran through Allen Farm on Sunday to see all that. And first time I'd been out in a while, river's really up. Both of them are down here really up. And those crops really looking kind of that light green, like they got a little bit too much water right now. But that's kind of a nice problem to have as we get started for summer.
You know, when you start the session, everybody's talking about a drought, and then you get these rains. I think I'm embarrassed. I retweeted a fact on Twitter the other day, but, I mean, the amount of rain we had.
37 trillion or something, is that right?
It just rolls off your tongue.
Crazy, yeah.
And to be in that position is wow. And we had a very tough time starting off the session in a Natural Resources Committee talking about water and how can we think about moving this water around the state as our economy grows and people come to this state. And then you wake up and we have more water than we know what to do with. But it also gives us the opportunity. We just saw a drought. We're blessed with the amount of water. Now is the time to plan. And I look forward to the interim to working with that committee and seeing where we are going to attack that in the 85th session, because water is going to be the key to our success and continued success.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Got to take you to task, like I think all the elected officials on the state level I've talked to. For all the money that we have, rainy day fund, and granted the oil industry's got a little hiccup right now, but for all the money we have, all we could do is $125 basically in tax relief for people. That's really not much.
That's not much. The House plan had a little bit more reward for every citizen in Texas. But like I said, those two houses have to make a compromise, and the Senate was stout and they were stacked. And with their new rules where they were the ones that we're going to have to go through to get that budget passed, and we've got some room there, and I think the oil industry being down caused us a little shock, and the numbers were concerning at first. You know, I'm optimistic. I think these numbers will come back in 2016. Let's hope so. Everybody I'm talking to in the forecast, there's going to be an opportunity, but we do have $11 billion in the rainy day fund, and what are we supposed to spend that on? So there's some opportunity, which you got to be thankful we have a savings account. You know, I wish every Texan had one in their home, but we have that money. What do we need to do? And, you know, obviously education and transportation are the key. If we get this water infrastructure, the folks will have an opportunity with SJR 5 to help us with transportation coming up in the interim. But we did finally, I'll go back to transportation if that's okay. We finally diverted that tax, the gas tax. So that'll put another $1.3 billion into transportation, which is huge.
Well, we've got to do it. Now, obviously, when you're not in session, there is still some work to do. So between now and the next session, what are you going to be doing? Who are you going to be listening to? Are you going to have meetings, committee meetings? What happens as far as gaining information as you get ready for the next session in 2 years?
Well, I'm going to focus on natural resources and water infrastructure. So I have a couple of meetings coming up soon. Obviously, I'll be driving up and down the district listening to constituents. I've got to get out in the district, Mahia, Grosbeck, and Waco, and West, and Marlin. Those areas I have not been to. It's been Bryan College Station to Austin, and thank goodness it was uneventful. Last session, you know, I was driving all through the district. I look forward to that. I was sitting here listening to the weather report before we went on, and it's been 80 degrees and raining every day, and I get home, and now we're already in 90s. I was in the cow lot yesterday, and this man's a little soft and a little pudgy. And so,
time to get out there and get back in shape.
It's time to get back to work.
I understand. Anything else we wanted to cover today?
You know what? I think that covers it. I hope that folks, when you see us around town, stop us, let us know what's going on, send us an email. We're ready to go to work. We need to know what's going on here. I think we've been focused. Our district director's been on task. Our team in Austin's has done an incredible job. We're truly blessed. And I'm just ready to get back to work here, but more importantly, focus on what we can do in the 85th, and those will be the same concerns, water, education, and transportation, and we'll continue. Of course, this community did really well with Texas A&M and some of the funding and opportunities we have in the bio corridor and our public and private partnerships. So all in all, I thought the session was a very big success.
Kyle Cassell, the 12th state rep, appreciate your time this morning and during the session as well.
Scott, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores, with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Folks from the city of College Station, I think, will be here in just... It's an assembly line today. We got... I'll tell you what. Let me take care of a little bit... No, here he comes. He's here. Jay Sokol from the city of College Station here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Here you have a lot of new soccer players in town that you hadn't planned on.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's it. You glad their moms and dads are here? Hope they brought their credit cards with them so you can spend money.
That's how it works.
You brought a guest.
I sure did. I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah.
Cindy
yeah.
Oser from yeah. the Larry J. Ringer Library.
We've seen her before. Okay. She's from New Orleans.
How could you tell?
She talks funny. Do you watch that show, NCIS New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I hate that show.
Oh, come on.
No, because that guy who's supposed to be the mascot from Alabama, he tries to put on a New Orleans accent, and he's horrible at it.
Well, I know.
But they are. They all have to talk funny because they're from New Orleans. No, you don't.
We don't talk funny. The rest of the world does.
That's right. Well, I understand. But, I mean, these actors think they know how to do that. All right, what's going on in the library world?
Oh, we are so excited. We have actually started that summer reading program, and I wanted to thank the entire community. Because this year, the entire community has jumped on the bandwagon.
Great.
You know, they have given us coupons. They have supported everything we do. They're like, what can I do? What can I give you free? I'm like, free? I like free.
Yeah,
like
we like free. Free's a good
you
thing.
You know, we've done some really crazy, amazing programming to kids. And,
so now what age groups are we looking at as far as the reading is concerned?
Infants, newborns. All the way up until you don't remember your name.
So no matter what age.
No. And we've really stepped up our teen area. We've mm-hmm. got two great volunteer programs, Teen Advisory Board, and we've got a job skills training program. And these guys have come up with some amazing programs. We have a lock-in at the library. But I told the kids, I am not staying all night because I will hate you by 2 a.m. We have a flash mob, but don't tell nobody we're going to be doing that.
Okay,
so, you know, I don't know about that. But, you know, we've added all this amazing, fun stuff for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The program has been overwhelming. We can't get that library extended fast enough.
Okay.
I was telling him that, you know, on Tuesday, we can only fit like 120 into our meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away all the tickets like within the first 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going,
really?
Oh, no.
It's like a Taylor Swift concert.
Really? We turned away so many people, so we're going to have to be like standing on the corner going, we're sorry, we don't have any more tickets.
Okay, well, no.
You know, but, we really credit the library, the community.
Sure.
Really. You know, we've kind of networked with Parks and Rec and mm-hmm. Area churches and George Bush Library. And this was like about 6 months ago. And we looked at who was doing what when so that we could provide this community with the most free stuff we can. And then we all work from that. And so we're just thrilled. We have already signed up way more people in this one. We've been doing the reading club
mm-hmm.
for 1 week.
Good, and good.
We've already broken a record.
All right, it's great. Now, if they want some more information, what do they do?
BCA, go to our website, mm-hmm. bcslibrary.org. I know it now.
Yeah,
memorized.
Good for you. All right, there you go.
Or they can call our library. Our number is 979-764-3416. That's the children's department, mm-hmm.
okay.
you know, and or no, that's actually our whole library.
Okay, and we'll
I've
just
been
start
there
with
a
that.
Year. Yeah. I did learn how to get into Malacca, though, finally. So
thanks for being here today, Cindy.
Thank you.
You've never met a librarian like her before, have you?
No, sir.
No?
I have not.
Yeah.
But it's been a pleasure.
Yeah. All right, what else you got going on?
Next Friday, June 12th, Movies in the Park continues featuring The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1. That's what happens in my office
oh,
every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's Mockingjay that occurs.
Wow. The movies. You know, I'm so not going to be there.
Okay, there's an extra seat. Come on. This will be at a new location. It'll be at the American Pavilion at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex. Trivia starts at 7:15.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the Jethro variety. But the
movie, no, it's probably going to be Hunger Games trivia.
The movie begins at 8:30, so if you want to know more, cstx.gov/movies.
All right, there you go. That's City of College Station. They come here on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500. Or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Employers ramped up hiring last month and wage gains accelerated, suggesting the labor market is picking up momentum after slowing in the early months of 2015. Payrolls rose by a better than expected 280,000 in May, led by gains in professional and business services, leisure and hospitality, and health care. The unemployment rate edged up to 5.5% from 5.4% in April. Wages, meanwhile, rose at a healthy pace. Average hourly earnings rose by 8 cents to $24.96. Dow Chemical CEO Andrew Liveris is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission concerning his use of company funds. Dow didn't immediately respond to a request for comment from Reuters, but said in a news release later that the report recycled old allegations that the company made public long ago and addressed through independent review, enhanced audits, and improved controls. On Wall Street, futures indicating moderate losses at the opening bell. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Did you know that every year, U.S. companies purchase 16.5 million chairs, 4.5 million tables, 11 million file cabinets, and 3 million desks? You may not be in the market for that many of any of those things, but whether it is chairs, tables, file cabinets, or desks, Wilton's Office Works has lots to choose from. Visit their showroom today to see the huge selection of office furniture they have to offer. On the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest Drive, Wilton's Office Works. Furniture, supplies, and so much more.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
828 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Paul Bonarigo with us this morning. Good morning, Paul. Paul, how are you?
Great. We're doing great.
Let me see. Okay, the rain's over. That's a good thing, probably. But again, it was good to have that natural water falling on everything.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we have actually been trying to expand the winery by 40,000 gallons, and the rain has made that construction very challenging. So we're very happy about the good weather this week.
And that's it. Had you gotten the concrete down before the rain fell, or was that still?
No.
Okay. All right. So there. All right. We're there. You know, one of the things that it doesn't matter what it is, if you have something that's in your town, you probably take it for granted. You think you know about it, but I'd like to kind of give you an opportunity to brag a little bit. If you think this is just this little winery that's out there by Coulter Field, things have really changed with Messinahoff in the last few years.
Absolutely. You know, we're blessed to have a lot of local support, especially from the stores and the restaurants that serve our wine and sell our wine there. And so it's great to have local partners like that. But if you look at your local store, normally you have a selection of between maybe 14 to 18 wines. But if you look at our whole portfolio, we have over 90 wines that we make. And the reason why we do that is because we like to make a wine for every drinker. No matter what your taste profile is, we have something for you. So at the winery, we have all different types of things that you will not find at your local store. Like, we have some unique varieties like Tempranillo, Sangiovese, Viognier, Blanc de Bois, things like that are unique varieties. But we also have some of our higher quality wines like our Paolo series, which is our premium line, as well as some of our private reserve wines that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want to experience something that's really exceptional, you got to come out to the winery, try some flights and tastings, and you could find something that you like, and you also learn something new about maybe a variety that you didn't know about before.
If you weren't in the room, the port is really outstanding. It's a great product. It really, really is. But now explain a little bit what their chances are as far as tastings and different flights. How can they do that if they want to find a little more about the portfolio of Messinahoff wines?
Absolutely. So at the wine bar, we do flights of wines, and you can select your own flights. So you look at the whole list of all the wines that are on there, and they can make some recommendations that might meet your taste profile. And then they can serve you a flight of wines of three or six, and then you can try those. Or if you'd just like to go one at a time, you can go into our retail space in our tasting room and just say, hey, I'd like to try these wines here, and they'll pour your taste, and you can experience that. Of course, we're always doing other events, and on the tours, you get a chance to taste wines too. So there's multiple different ways to experience the wine, and you can do it in the restaurant, the wine bar, or in the tasting room.
Well, and that's the thing. If you know somebody who's a wine drinker and you know what kind of wine they like, then you can you have people who can recommend something that is similar to that in the Messinahoff catalog that you could take and maybe gift somebody if you wanted to, right?
Absolutely.
Got Best of the Brazos coming up, 2015. Again, Messinahoff, nominated in six categories this year, huh?
Yes, we were absolutely honored to find out that we were nominated for six categories. And those categories were the best wine by the glass, the best tourist attraction, the best special event venue, best fine dining, best gift shop, and best accommodations. And, you know, we really strive to give great hospitality and an exceptional customer service experience whenever people come out to the winery. But to be nominated for so many categories is truly an honor. And we really like to be a part of the community and be able to show off all the different things that we can do. We're also a polling place this year, too. So when they come out, we can show them why they should vote for us, and then they can vote for not only Messinahoff but all the other great businesses in town and submit their ballot.
Sure, and this is the first weekend in like three that we haven't had rain, so you've got stuff going on this weekend at the winery that could come out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. With the beautiful weather, it should be a great weekend to come out and experience the wine and tour the property, and everything is just green and beautiful right now.
That's it. If they want some more information, what's the website?
So our website is www.messinahoff.com. And you can find all the information about what's going on, as well as our wine portfolio on there, and then our event calendar for all the different events that we have going on.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Paul Bonarigo from Messinahoff.
Today, a curious story about eBay that you'll definitely want to share with your family members and friends. Meet Maria Angeles Duran, a 54-year-old mother of four who lives in Spain. Like others before her who wanted to claim their riches on eBay, Maria had an idea. She could sell the sun on eBay. That's right. Maria wanted to sell pieces of the star at the center of the solar system, and why not? A man named Dennis Hope did the same thing with the moon, Mars, Venus, and Mercury because of an alleged loophole in the UN's Outer Space Treaty. Maria opened an eBay store auctioning off square meter plots of the sun for €1 each. eBay shut Maria's store down, and she turned around and sued eBay for breach of contract. eBay actually tried to settle with Maria, probably offering her so-called go-away money. But now eBay has to defend the case in a Spanish court. Maria says the sun is a real tangible object, and she's sold more than 1,000 plots so far to people all over the world who, like Maria, see the sun in a totally different light. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's Komando.
Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among those at the University of Texas to watch Governor Abbott sign a package of higher education bills. The governor launched his $4 billion university research initiative.
Some of it will be going directly to the researchers as they bring their great minds and great ideas.
$3 billion will go towards facilities and another billion on top talent. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says Texas A&M and the university system did very well in the just-completed Texas legislative session. One example is the system's Texas Transportation Institute getting $5 million to service debt on a $65 million program called the Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
I think what it's going to do is give them the ability to do some more research on materials that are used in highways. That's my understanding. They think they can save a lot of money on materials and maybe recycling asphalt, which I know they're already doing to some degree, but maybe there's some other way that they can do that and come out well. Hopefully for not only materials that'll last longer, but maybe be safer too.
Bills were also passed following allowing the flagship campus to issue more than $210 million in tuition revenue bonds for new buildings. Rainey was also pleased with reducing the business franchise tax.
We are going to have, I think, a 25% reduction in the franchise tax. I think that's important. I would like to see the franchise tax leave, but we got to find some other way of finding that money, same money.
Also passing was a budget rider requiring state revenue going to Blinn College to be spent based on student contact hours taken in Bryan and Brenham. And later this year, two Brazos County residents will be named to Blinn's Board of Trustees. The next time you're on Highway 6 or another major highway, it's possible TxDOT is tracking your movements by picking up your cell phone with Bluetooth readers.
The purpose? To count cars on the highway and determine travel times. But TxDOT critic Terry Hall says it's data mining, and just like the NSA, Americans don't like being spied on by the government.
To do this involuntarily, covertly, without the consent of the individual, it's dangerous.
TxDOT's Veronica Byer says there's no way what is called the anonymous wireless address matching system can be traced to your phone, and they don't know where you came from or where you're going, just how long it took you to get from one point to another. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
After disaster hits, there come stories of communities coming together and neighbors lending a hand. When flooding in the San Marcos area postponed a youth soccer tournament, College Station became that neighbor.
Ronnie Orsica, who began...
And we'll get that story here from Chelsea Reber.
The South Texas Youth Soccer Association was hosting their state finals tournament when heavy rains forced them to call it quits after only a few games.
It was definitely unfortunate because they'd been working through working all season, all the players and teams to get to that point.
J.D. Wood, College Station's tourism manager, says when Stisa reached out for help, they didn't hesitate. Good weather made Veterans Park the first site choice, and had bad weather rolled through, CSISD and Texas A&M Rec Sports volunteered their turf fields.
I would tell you very conservatively, you're looking at 1,800 visitors to College Station Saturday and Sunday, coming in town, staying in our hotels, coming to our restaurants, just enjoying the, you know, Aggie way of life and seeing what everything that College Station has to offer, really seeing that it's the diamond in the rough that we tell everybody about.
Wood says the entire community came together to make the tournament possible. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in 3 years, a College Station man is arrested for possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography. 61-year-old James Daves Peterson was released in February after serving 5 months in prison and placed on 10 years probation following an arrest in 2013. According to the arrest report, after failing a lie detector test, Peterson met his probation officer and College Station police Wednesday afternoon at a storage unit. That's where authorities found 172 pages containing 471 photos of children ranging in age from infants to 12 years old. Peterson was arrested on 10 new possession counts and is jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $100,000. There are devoted followers to many of our programs here on our Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, and one of those celebrates a milestone this weekend.
Ronnie Orsica, who began Check Polka Time in March 1998, is hosting his 900th show.
I wasn't counting or anything like that, but it's been a rather interesting hobby, needless to say.
His love for Czech polkas and waltzes go back to his youth.
Growing up in this community there, we'd go to the little local dance hall, like the SBGST Hall when they had it in Bryan. We would go, parents would bring us, you know, and they'd take all of those kids. We'd get placed underneath the tables, make little tents out of it. We could hear the music, and just with our Czech heritage and background, it's just I just devoted interest in the music.
While his audience is getting older, Ronnie says younger musicians are carrying on their parents' legacies.
One of the local bands that's, I say it's local, it's out of Ennis, Texas, but a couple of those kids are going to A&M. They are part of a band that is playing Czech music as far as polkas and waltzes. Their dads were part of a band.
Czech Polka Time can be heard Saturday mornings at 10:05 and Sunday afternoons at 4:05 on 1510 AM. And online at KAGC1510.com and with the Radio Aggieland app.
This is Ronnie Hortzeser saying have a great day today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening. Spotty Boham.
Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And to clarify, you can listen to KAGC 1510 on the station's website at RadioAggieland.com and with the TuneIn app. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and warm right through the weekend as high pressure remains in place across the region. All that sun today leading to a high right around 90. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70. Sunshine again tomorrow. We're very warm. Highs will be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy with a low around 70. On Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Sunday are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
From the people who brought you Sharknado 1 and 2 comes exciting news.
They say the biggest blockbusters come in threes.
Lord of the Rings, Dark Knight, The Godfather.
So naturally, it's our turn.
Not again.
Sharknado 3.
Oh, hell no!
Oh, hell yes!
There you go. Just saying.
So in 20 years, are these going to be Rocky Horrors?
No, they will not. No, because they were... Rocky Horror was well-written. This is a schlocky TV show, which, by the way, will be July the 22nd on Wednesday. 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central. No. What, are you going to have people dress up like sharks? I mean, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is no. Anyway, I don't know who's in it, but we'll have a cast soon. They've announced the trailer. That's what that was. That was the trailer for Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. Continuing with pop culture. Elvis is forever, at least according to the U.S. Postal Service. The King of Rock and Roll will be honored on a forever stamp. that makes him the sixth musical icon to get the nod after Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Lydia Mendoza. A first day of issue dedication ceremony will be held at Graceland on August the 12th as part of this year's Evis Week of celebrations. The actual stamp image will be revealed soon. Remember, we did Skinny Elvis and Fat Elvis originally, so we'll see what this one's going to be. El Bloto Elvis.
El Bloto. You're so sensitive.
Thank you, 843. Godzilla, now an official resident of Japan. Back in April, the infamous movie monster was named as an ambassador to Tokyo, but last week he was granted official Japanese residency. Government even produced official paperwork for Godzilla. The Immigration Bureau of Japan says anybody who's been sentenced to fines or imprisonment not allowed to become a permanent resident of the nation. Luckily for Godzilla, he's never been convicted of any of the destructive acts. And he hadn't spent any time in jail either, so there.
Well, they couldn't build a jail to hold him.
Just because he stomped on cars and crushed buildings. Just saying. What, do you want to say you were going to defend him? Is that it?
No, I was going to say he stomped on the jail.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Well, that's right. There's no jail big enough to hold him. It's Godzilla. Anyway. Hedgehogs in England apparently do know how to party. Last weekend, officials found a hedgehog in a gutter that had a broken bottle of Adovcot. Thick, sweet liquor similar to eggnog with an alcohol content of between 14 and 20%.
So woo-hoo. Wine.
Okay. He had consumed most of the beverage, apparently had passed out in the gutter. But unlike most people that drink most of the bottle, he didn't have a home to go to, I guess. Experts at the Animal Care Center said that he had quite the hangover.
Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, yeah.
If you tried to touch him, he made a noise like, get off me. Now, that's what they said. Oh. The hedgehog expected to make a full recovery.
It's a German egg liquor.
Okay, well, and when you consider, I mean, the body weight of a hedgehog compared to, and the only one I've ever seen is Sonic Hedgehog, so I don't know, but drinking that stuff.
Oh, that looks thick. It's almost like a pudding.
Yeah, well, they said it's similar to eggnog.
I haven't seen eggnog that thick.
Okay. Well, you know, what? One more way to have a good time, I guess. Hello? Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I got drunk one time, and I woke up the next morning with a bottle of thick blue liquor.
I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Scientists have... All right, obviously science has enough grant money for everything.
Okay.
Scientists have discovered that chimpanzees not only prefer cooked food, but they have the mental ability to cook and would be more happy if they were given the chance.
So by a mistake.
So they can cook it?
Sure.
In a lab study... Chimps that were given a choice between raw and cooked sweet potatoes preferred the cooked veggies. And when the chimps thought they had access to a cooking device that was really a container that researchers used to secretly switch out the raw veggies and the cooked ones, the chimps would be patient enough to wait for them to cook, if you will. In other words, not really knowing the process, they just thought that was the cooker, I guess. And so, from that standpoint, they would want to cook.
I was thinking, might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Right, yeah. So, if they're capable of cooking, why don't chimps simply whip out the old camper and roast some bananas over the open fire, right?
They're afraid of fire.
Ah! That's it. They really can't master fire.
So they're really smart. They just have to overcome their fears.
That's it. Yeah. Well, goodness, how's that any different than us? But USA Someday says that another reason the chimps lack the social skills needed for cooking, they need trusting others not to steal their food would be one of the things that if they could do that, then that'd be fine. Hello?
So does... Did they give them our kind of cooked
sweet potatoes with marshmallows and the sugar.
Exactly. It's got to have the brown sugar and marshmallows, or it's not really sweet potatoes, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I
would prefer that over a raw potato also.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, that means that chimps are as smart as we are. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. If we've got grant money for that, haven't we pretty much taken, shouldn't all our problems have been solved prior to that?
One would think.
Anyway, so there you go. Science helping out the chimps.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by Kendra Fry, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. A lot of opportunities to volunteer are going to be popping up throughout the summer. So, Kendra, tell us how we can help.
We started out kicking off our summer, starting today, actually, with a big basketball tournament that will bring about 150 basketball teams into Bryan College Station for the entire weekend. So kicking that off. But on Sunday, we kick off the American Junior Golf Association All-Star Tournament at Tradition. And for that tournament, it's such a huge event for our community that we always look for volunteers for that. And we're still looking for volunteers right now. And I have a link that I can get to the volunteers, but if people are interested, they can just contact me. But we are needing timers. They're basically the people that kind of just make sure the tournament stays on pace, and we keep the players playing in their 10-minute increments, as well as we're looking for some live scoring people, and that's a nice job because it's air-conditioned, and you get to pretty much record the scores, and they're live scoring, meaning they're being posted on a website throughout the tournament, so that way families or others can kind of keep up with the golfers and how they're doing. In this tournament, we're going to have golfers coming in from all over the world, basically. In the past, we've had people from Mexico, China, Taiwan, Korea, so they're coming from all over to participate in the tournament, and they're high school kids mostly. But we're definitely needing volunteers there. And then we'll also have the Prime Time 7-on-7 Tournament of Champions. And this is a middle school and junior varsity age 7-on-7 football tournament that's been hosted here for several years. And typically it's right around the state 7-on-7 tournament. But this year they came in a little bit early, so they're going to be here the last weekend of June, so the 27th and 28th of June. And for that one, we're looking for people that can come out and help kind of run the field and keep us all on the same page and make sure that, you know, we're communicating, that they're using about 11 fields out at Veterans Park to host that tournament. So we're just making sure that we're all on the same page and we're operating at the same time, that if there's an injury on one field, that we're stopping all the other fields to make sure that we just kind of stay on the clock. So come on out. Anybody interested in volunteering can contact the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that number is 979-260-9898, and we will be more than happy to get you signed up and ready to go to participate.
If someone wanted more info, they could also visit the website, maybe shoot you guys an email.
Absolutely. And the best place is probably just to go straight to the website, which is www.visitaggieland.com.
That number again, 979-260-9898, or visitaggieland.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free Checking Account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so you write emails, business emails. They're different than personal emails. Inc. Magazine says you're making mistakes that you need to stop. So here they are. Number one.
Don't do this.
Yeah, don't do this. Expressing fake concern. Many business emails, especially to strangers and acquaintances, begin with the sentence, "I hope you're well." The implication is, I have expressed interest in you, so therefore you are now obligated to read the rest of my email. However, the recipient knows that you really don't care about them. I mean, if it's a person that you've never met before, why are you going to say, "I hope you're well"? But we do that.
I started an email. I actually titled my email subject, "I swear this is not spam," hoping that no spammer would ever think to put that.
Yes, really, because it's never happened before, right? How about, "Hey, you guys"? That didn't work.
No, that's the electric company.
Oh, that's right. Discussing your emotions, which I looked at that and went, huh? Today's Facebook-centric culture has strengthened the belief that expressing your emotions makes you seem like you're being real and therefore more credible. But in business, nobody cares about your emotions unless they are your actual friends that you happen to be doing a business relationship with. Best to drop the emotions out of what you write. So instead of, "I would be delighted to speak with you personally about this," you might just say, "Are you open to a brief conversation on the phone about it?" And finally, being pretentious to seem smart. Why use a $5 word when a 50-cent word works just fine? Instead of, "The ultimate culmination of our activity was," just say, "The last thing we did was." Here's my next one. I'm getting really close. The first one I have
here
an issue.
Here we go.
Your point, one, and the, you do have one.
Right. The first one I have an issue with is issue. Yeah. Well, what we have an issue with? No, we don't. We have a problem. And it's a problem, okay? It's not an issue. To others, I hate going forward. I hate going forward. You know what I'm saying?
From here on out?
And you hear it more and more. Or just in the future. And then this other one.
Scott's now lounging on the radio recliner of therapy.
I am. So I reached out to ...
We had a journalism professor.
But it's everywhere now. I'm sorry, but it's everywhere. You can't do anything about it. Go ahead.
When talking about newspaper writing, he said, "Never use the word also." He had a lot of nevers, but one of them that stood out was "also," because he said, "Since the beginning of time, everything has been also. God created the heavens and the earth, also, and that's the rest of it." So just everything is also.
People use the word "that" extraneously as well. One of the things that I hate.
Complaining about that?
Yeah, one of the things that I hate. Why do you say that? Why did you say one of the things I hate? Why do you have to say that I hate?
Go ahead. I think it's like a verbal lubricant.
Well, like,
it allows your brain to catch up to your mouth.
Well, does this help any? I really kind of hate this.
Yeah. Exactly. But most of the time, you could take a little red pencil to all the "that's" that are out there.
Have you noticed people, or I should say, so, have you noticed people starting sentences with "so"?
So?
Yes.
It, actually, I read a story on that because I was intrigued. It stood out to me one time, and I said, why do people say, so what we do here is, apparently it started with Microsoft. Their programmers just got into the habit. They needed time to ramp up their brain to answer the question, and it was instead of saying, they would say, "So what we've done here."
Office Space.
Yep. So, that'd be great.
For us, it's about your quality of life. Your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Man, that's fascinating. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I had not thought about that, but Microsoft being the genesis of so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it you say you do here? All right. Let's see what... Ernest Hemingway wrote a great story called The Old Man and the Sea.
One of my absolute favorites.
Story of a guy who goes out, catches a fish that's bigger than his boat. And, you know...
And it's really short and easy to read.
Yeah, that's the other... Well, most...